There's an old saying about building a house. It goes like this. The first 90% of the work takes 90% of the time, and the remaining 10% of the work takes the other 90% of the time. When we start to do any task, we blithely assume that all we need to do is this, and to do this, and to do this, and then it'll be finished. Our project, in all its glory, will suddenly spring into existence. So often we become frustrated when things don't go exactly according to plan. But if you think about it, why should they? We assume that the actual segues from the potential, that it's all one system. In reality, plans exist in an entirely different dimension to implementation. The gap between preparation and execution, potential and actual, is as cavernous, as vast as the gap between dreams and the waking world. The fact that things have been done in the past, that buildings have been built, ships constructed, records recorded and paintings painted, even in their trillions, doesn't lessen the fact that bringing something from the world of could be into the world of is a leap of dimension, a leap of magnitude. In other words, it's a miracle. The Jewish year has two beginnings. The first beginning of the year is Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. However, there's another beginning to the Jewish year, the first of Nisan. How can there be two beginnings to something? Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year spiritually. Rosh Hashanah was the day when God, so to speak, thought to create existence. That's why Rosh Hashanah is referred to as Harat Ha'olam, literally, the day of the world's conception. God, so to speak, conceived the world on Rosh Hashanah. However, the first of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the day that the world became a physical existence. And thus, Nisan, the word Nisan, is related to the word Nitzan, which means the first bloom. Just as the first bloom marks the beginning of the completion of the flower, so Nisan marks the first bloom of existence. And thus Nisan is always in the spring, when new life literally springs forth, blooming from the earth. After God created the world ex nihilo, from nothing, yesh me'ayin, he does not bring anything new into existence. Rather, he forms and he reforms, using the existing building blocks of creation. And thus anything we manage to create uses these prefabricated pieces of existence in new and different permutations. With one exception, the process of actualizing our thoughts, of our aspirations, of giving substance to our dreams, is akin, so to speak, to God thinking to create the world and then bringing his thoughts to fruition. When we manage to transform a concept into a reality, we are, in some sense, imitating God, actualizing his thoughts, to bring existence out of total nothingness. So maybe next time that we succeed in any project, however large, however small, maybe we should remember that we just performed a miracle. www.rabbisandclara.com